Before you get into this episode, I want to invite you to join me on May 1st for a free live workshop. It's called Feedback Fixer Upper, How to Reshape Poor Performance with Your Words. You can sign up at awesomeleader.com/monthly-workshop or go to awesomeleader.com and look for workshops. Again, this is May 1st. It's 9 in the morning Pacific, 12 Eastern. It's free. Join me, and I will now let you get to this episode of The Leadership Shot. In my previous episode, I shared a quick list of 10 things awesome leaders do. Well, it makes sense, and I also want to follow up with that with another list of the opposite things awesome leaders do. So another quick list I created upon the challenge of a friend, 10 things I feel leaders who struggle tend to do. And these are the things I want you to avoid. I'm Lila Bullingtown. I'm an executive coach and the creator of Awesome Leader. I've coached founders, VPs, and C-suite executives worldwide for over 25 years. I make it easier for leaders to make decisions, guide their teams, have difficult conversations, and have fun in their roles. Yes, it's possible. I love what I do, and I love my clients. My number one passion is making it easier to lead and manage teams, no matter what your title is. And in my online coaching and training programs, I create leadership ease through 15-minute lessons and weekly group coaching. In this podcast, you can experience some of that micro learning. This podcast is a weekly shot of tangible leadership advice. All episodes are under 15 minutes. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. I'm Lila Bullingtown. Welcome to another episode of The Leadership Shot. Today, 10 things leaders who are struggling, crappy leaders, mediocre leaders, leaders who are in the dark, they just haven't seen the light of great leadership yet. 10 things they do, they're guilty of. As I go through this list, look in the mirror, no judgment. If you see some of yourself doing these things, recognize it, write it down, and choose to do it less, then choose not to do it at all. All right, let's get to it. Number one, they point fingers. So these leaders, when something goes wrong or a task is late, they point fingers at others. They don't think about what they could have done differently. It's rarely their fault. They're looking outside, beyond, not them, when something goes wrong. They point fingers. Number two, they struggle to listen, primarily because they talk too much and because they don't understand the value in hearing the opinions of others. They also talk over others, and they also may dominate meetings and conversations. Number three, they don't know how to frame questions. It's really easy, I think, to ask questions. Framing questions involves listening to what the other person's saying, thinking about the information, thinking about what your response is, and then using open-ended statements the vast majority of the time. So really asking questions that start with how, when, where, what, why, or explain, tell me more, I want to learn more. So those in the dark, crappy, mediocre leaders, they don't know how to frame questions. Number four, they focus just on business. They don't get to know their team, their peers, clients, or even their own manager. They believe that learning something personal about someone, even a tiny thing, detracts from the value of work. So they focus just on business. They don't see the value of getting to know more about someone and that it's not a distraction. It actually adds to what you're doing as a leader. Number five, they love titles. Oh, they just love titles. They think outward status, like a title, it shows the value of a person's contributions. Have you seen I'm a VP? Have you seen I'm this? Have you seen I'm a director? I'm a principal? Have you seen these things? They seek to spend more time with people with certain titles. They want to be recognized for their title. They really like status. Number six, they don't delegate. Delegation means letting go of power and allowing others to develop, succeed, grow, and develop skills. These crappy, mediocre, in-the-dark leaders, they don't delegate. And as a result, they probably don't have succession plans. They want to hold on to things because they don't want anyone else to do something that maybe they should do because they want to get recognized for it. And that's the way they'll get a promotion. Going back to the other one I just mentioned, which is they love titles. Number seven, they're afraid of top-performing employees. They consider employees with strong skills and great experience to be threats. They would rather be the one with the most of everything. So if there's someone around them doing a great job, they look internally and say, what the heck? Why aren't people looking at me? Why aren't they focusing on me? What am I doing wrong? So again, they're afraid of people who are performing well. Then our next one, they take feedback personally. That's number 8. When they receive balanced, detailed, and thoughtful constructive criticism, they shut down. They're offended when somebody shares an idea for their own improvement. So taking feedback personally, that's number 8 on our list of crappy, in the dark, mediocre things that these leaders do. Number 9, they hire below themselves. So when hiring, these types of leaders are afraid to have team members who know more than they do. Because remember, like I said earlier, they're afraid of top performing employees. So they're going to hire for mediocre, middle of the road performance. They don't want somebody who may be smarter than them on their team. Number 10, they have low EQ. Their emotional intelligence is low in all areas. They aren't aware of their triggers, their buttons. They don't know what bothers them. They don't have an ability to read the emotions of others. They struggle to self-manage when they're frustrated. And they're kind of clueless in using their emotions to understand how to build relationships with others. So those were 10 things that crappy, mediocre, in the dark leaders do. I don't want you to hire below yourself. I don't want you to take feedback personally. I don't want you to avoid delegating. I sure hope you don't love titles. Those things, those were some of them. And here's a last bonus one for you. You know what else these types of leaders do? They want to be friends. They would rather be friends with someone than to be a leader with someone. I want you to be friendly, to be an approachable leader. Yet you are still a leader. You're a manager. You have direct reports. You can't be friends, I think, with your team. You can be friendly with them. I want you to focus more on being authentic, being personable, being approachable. These types of leaders, again, these mediocre, in the dark, crappy leaders, they want it to be a party. Work isn't a party. And if they focused more on building relationships, if they increased their EQ, they would see that sometimes, you know, it's okay to give somebody tough feedback and they might be a little disappointed in you. You can still be friendly and cordial and approachable with them. I hope this list has been useful. I hope that if you see some of yourself in these things, first of all, you're going to forgive yourself. Then the second thing you're going to do is say, I'm going to decide to do it differently. I'm going to decide not to use this behavior. And if you missed the episode right before this one, go check it out because it's the 10 things awesome leaders do. That's definitely going to give you some ideas. All right. As always, thank you for joining me. Let me know what you think, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks. Before you go, please hit subscribe or click to follow this podcast. This tells me that the content I'm sharing is helping you, your team, and your company. You'll also learn when the next episode drops. If you'd like weekly emails from me with more tips on how to move your leadership towards awesome, visit awesomeleader.com/podcast. You'll receive notifications of free webinars and free resources. Also, if you want to learn how to bring the first and only online leadership program with lessons under 15 minutes to your teams, visit awesomeleader.com. You'll learn all about my online coaching and training program, and you can check out a lesson for free. Thanks for listening to the Leadership Shot.